Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast will give you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled To Babylon. Let's get into it. This week's big truth: rebellion will carry us to places we never wanted to go. Judah's stubbornness and refusal to listen to God's warning led them into exile. Sin always, hear me, always takes us farther than we intended, and the consequences are real, but so is God's mercy. God righteously punished the people for their sin, but he remained faithful to them, and he kept the promise that he made to David to preserve a remnant and provide a king. Ultimately, God punished sin through his son Jesus and made him our king forever. So this week, we're in 2 Chronicles 36, and we see King Zedekiah ignored God's warning through the prophet Jeremiah. He hardened his heart, and the people followed his example. Eventually, God's judgment came. Jerusalem was destroyed, the temple was burned, and the people were carried into Babylonian exile for 70 years. But even in God's judgment, God's compassion was clear. He stirred in King Cyrus of Persia to allow the people to return and rebuild the temple. This shows us that while rebellion leads to consequences, God's promise never fails. So here are some questions your students might ask this week. Why does God punish people if he loves them? How can we tell when God is warning us? Why do people rebel against God even when they know better? And what does this story have to do with Jesus? Students often hear that God is love, but they may struggle with the idea that he is also just. Help them see that God's justice flows from his love. He warns us because he cares for us. Use examples of everyday warnings like traffic signs or a friend stopping you from danger to make this relatable. Rebellion will always carry us to places we never wanted to go, but God's love will meet us there and lead us back. Encourage your students to listen to God's voice and to stay close to him this week. And since it's Thanksgiving, I just want to say how thankful I am for you and the way that you invest in the students here at Forest Hills. This is a great time to remind our students and even ourselves that gratitude helps us keep our hearts soft towards God. Well, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Have a great week celebrating Thanksgiving with family and friends. And remember, keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.